This is Fall Into Place, a supernatural fanfic written by Beware the Ides 15 and read by Rena Jenkins.
Dad is his, and the car is his, and the weapons are his, but all in that ephemeral way, that take it and scrap for it, and do whatever you... But all in that ephemeral way, that take it and scrap for it and do whatever you can, but at the end of the day, it's out of your hands. Why? And then there's Sam. Sam, who's always been Dean's dog. Bleh. Try again. It makes him push in too close against Sam, get their hips aligned with one thigh pressed up against Sam's crotch, so he can feel it when he shoves a rude finger against the soft-edged oval below Sam's navel, and his brother cock. Bleh. Okay, so this one sentence is four lines long. Ready? It makes him push in too close against Sam, get their hips aligned with one thigh pressed up against Sam's crotch, so he can feel it when he shoves a rude finger against the soft-edged oval below Sam's navel. Navel. So he can feel it when he shoves a rude finger against the soft-edged oval below Sam's navel, and his brother's cock twitches on reflex. Makes him warm his hand up underneath Sam's arms and shove him away, pin them to the wall behind him so Dean can see the path of destruction that's been wreaked on his brother's body. Sam probably gives him some smart-ass, over-informative answer about how Dean's supposed to know damn well who Phoebe is, when mostly he wants to find the bitch and beat her to death. But Dean misses it. Misses the whole damn thing. Because his body's 8 steps out in front of this, even if his brain is still stuck at the starting line. He's seeing red, and the blood is swirling in his ears. South. Bleh! But he does now, hot and wicked inside his veins, clinging to his insides in a scummy film. That tone could do a lot of things. That tone could be a lot of things. Warning, or frightened, or angry, or torn. Bleah. He digs 2 fingers into a half-moon bruise peeking over the band of Sam's jeans, stealing the breath right out of his brother's lungs as his head rolls back on blue-striped wallpaper and blue dappled eyes roll back into his skull. Kinky little bitch. His spare. Okay. Dear Beware the Ides, eh? I am a big fan of your stories. However, the fact that this sentence goes on for 6 lines kind of makes my lungs hurt. That's the thing that makes Dean sink his teeth at the first time. It's not soft. Okay, come on. Instead, they're under Dean's shirt, clawing at flesh and bone with blunt fingernails. And whatever the reason. And speaking of overhearing, shouldn't isn't one of those concepts Dean's got a particularly firm grasp on. Bleh. A hot, cold gust around Dean's fingers as he starts to freak. The amulet sliding into the hollow under his tongue while he sucks messily at the low of Sam's belly, barely even a hint of baby dark hairs trailing into. Bleh. Dean wastes no time in getting his mouth pressed tight over the both of them. Dean! Sam whisper groans again, the sound of it tugging at Dean's balls. He gets that it's a warning. Nice to finally be getting what's up again. He just doesn't particularly care. No, wait, strike that. He cares a lot. Just not about the stopping. And take 4. What he cares about is rubbing the heel of his palm against the base of his baby brother's dick while his fingers play at the cloth. Okay, come on. Do we really have to be coming home now, people? Dean. Sam whisper groans again, the sound of it tugging at Dean's balls. He gets that it's a warning. Nice to finally be... Nice to finally be getting what's up again. He just doesn't particularly care. No, wait, strike that. He cares a lot. What he cares about is rubbing the heel of his palm against the base of his baby brother's dick, while his fingers play at the cloth-muted shape of the head, and sucking at that fucking mark somebody else left on Sam's hip until he can hear. He gets that it's a warning. Physically need to tug at Sam's floppy limbs until he's spread out over Dean's lap, head resting on Dean's shoulder. Dean's cock is so hard in his jeans that just the pressure of Sam's body has him. Dean's cock is so hard in his jeans that just the pressure. Okay, that's not it either. That make Dean need. Sam groans a dejected. I came in my pants. Dean is still aching like he took a kick to the nads, but he's got to laugh anyway at the pouty soft look on Sam's face. Good look, Captain Obvious. Okay. There are words on the page. I can say them. His fingers clench against Dean's scalp, scratching at the dried sweat and sheetrock dust in his skin as he gasps out another. No, I'm not. I'll let you know. Interrupts me and takes longer. Please close the door behind you. Please close the door all the way. Thank you, babe. Even with the edge taken off, it doesn't take long for Sam to lose it again. Eyes fallen shut, mouth slung open, head tipped back all the way with sharp... Mouth slung open. Head tipped all the way back with the sharp arch of his marked-up body. This time his jeans are soaked enough that a thin film of cum bleeds through to Dean's hand, and he's just blissed out enough that the whole thing... And he's just blissed out enough on the whole thing to roll with it when the urge hits to lick across his palm and see what it tastes like. Sam shudders when he does. Salt and musk too thick on his tongue to match the invisible sheen of it on his skin. Like he's coming all over again. But there's no way even his recovery time is that good. Bleh! Inflection, ah, has it. This time his jeans... Hand on the doorknob, Sam pauses, lip caught between his teeth. Just that little bit is all it takes to make Dean's head swim with the fact that they're never... Reader's note. This podfic was recorded as a happy birthday present for Herd the Owl, who is an awesome fellow podficker and a geographically, thing. Reader's note. Hang on, I read. Alright, so that goes at the beginning. Reader's note. Happy birthday to Herd the Owl. I am so glad to have met you, thanks to our mutual geographic closeness, our fandom of podficking words that I can say, things, stuff. I'm not really good at this improv shit, but happy birthday, and I hope you enjoy the podfic, because we both enjoy wincest and weesest and bruises and stuff like that. Okay, Reader's note. Happy birthday to Herd the Owl. This podfic was recorded for you because you're turning a year older, and this is actually the third time I've recorded a happy birthday message at the end of your podfic, because I'm not very good at improv, and kept, like, having word farts. It was terrible. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this little bit of weesest and bruise kink, because, hey, we first bonded over podfics and supernatural boys getting it on. So, yeah, hope this hits you where it, you know, where you want it to. In a good place. Thing. Words. Ah, fuck it, whatever. You know what, this podfic is entirely full of bloopers. And me being weird and stumbling over things. Okay, following this really awkward birthday message are some of the, Yeah, I made a lot of bloopers. Ready? Okay. Reader's note. This podfic was recorded as a happy birthday present for Jen, aka Heard the Owl. Wait, hang on, was I not supposed to put your real name in your screen name? Alright, we'll do it again. Okay.